The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 5th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Once, while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. The delight of God is a verb, I think. It's motion. It is movement. It catches us up like these nets full of fish. The delight of God is in motion. Do we have any improv fans here? Anybody know when I say improv theater, do you all know what I'm talking about? A couple folks, right? If you've ever seen this show, Whose Line Is It Anyway, right? They do these games any Second City fans in the house? Yeah, I love the Second City. Improv was born at the Second City in Chicago. When I lived in Chicago, I went there as often as I possibly could. It's delightful to watch these talented actors create a world right in front of you. No script. They just are given an idea and they run with it. And sometimes it flops on the ground like a hard rock going thud, but sometimes it is incredible. So improv has some rules, and the central rule to improvisational theater is the phrase, "yes, and." That's how the whole thing works. Yes, and. It's kind of like this. I'll do a little one-person improv here. Somebody, give me an animal. Shout out an animal. Lion, wonderful. So let's imagine two people are playing a scene, right? And okay, here we go, scene. "Look, there's a lion, it's coming right for us." And the other person says, "Yes, and he's wearing a ballet tutu." And the other person says, "Yes, and oh my goodness, look at his big sharp teeth and his big green eyes." And the other person says, "Yes, and it just rolls and rolls and rolls. And the world unfolds underneath you and it whirls on these words, "yes, and, yes, and, yes, and." It's a very different thing than the alternative to those words. You could say, "yes, but," and that's less fun. Right? Anybody heard the phrase, "Be careful of anyone who says yes, but," because anything that precedes that "but" just ain't true. "I love you, but you're pretty smelly." Who hears the "I love you" in that, right? All I hear is "you're smelly," right? "There's a lion coming right for us." "Yes, but I think we should be looking over here." Oh, okay. That kind of lands with a thud. But then there's the final answer, which is the word "no." "There's a lion coming straight for us." "No, it's not." Thud. There's no way to kill a scene faster than to impart a word of no onto it. And so for improv, the rule is yes and. And of course, they don't always say yes and, but they have this mentality. There's a lion coming straight for us, and he's wearing a tutu, yes, and look at his sparkly shoes, yes, and right? You just keep rolling it. Yes and. As I was reading these lessons this week, I just couldn't help but notice the yes and from God. And actually, it's funny because all the humans in all of these readings that Cheryl read so beautifully and that I read, it's always God saying yes and the humans saying no, and then God coming back saving the scene with a yes and. In Isaiah is standing before the heavenly throne. Angels are flying around. Seraphs are flying around. And God says, come to me, Isaiah. And Isaiah says, no, I am sinful. I don't belong here. And it's interesting. God doesn't say, no, you're not. God says, yes. And then God does this really funny thing like calling a lion or saying a lion has a tutu on. God says, yes, here's a burning coal. Put it to your lips. What is this stuff? Put it to your lips and your sin will depart from you. But notice the scene builds, right? God says, yes, and then Isaiah says, oh, yes, okay, here I am. And then God says, I want you to go deliver some really bad news. And Isaiah says, yes, okay, yes, and it unfolds. God wraps us up in this delight with this yes, and. And then in the story or in the reading from Corinthians, we have Paul, which if you didn't know Paul's background, he's saying, God's grace is not wasted on me, right? The reason he's saying this is because Paul used to murder Christians for a living. Before he became Paul, he was Saul, the great murderer, the great persecutor of Christians. Paul's word to God was no, and it was a physical no. It was, I'm going to stop this word in its tracks. No. And God met Paul on the road and said, yes, and here I am. And eventually Paul became wrapped up in this delight and Paul said, ah, yes. And God said, I need you, Paul, because if I can convince you, if I can come to you, we're going to do great things together. And Paul says, yes, yes, and. And then finally, in our reading that I read from Luke's gospel, Jesus is teaching, and I imagine Peter, right, who's been up all night fishing, and he's just exhausted. Anybody who's stayed up all night, the last thing they want to do is have some novice fishermen tell them to go back out when they're exhausted. And Simon Peter kind of begrudgingly throws his nets in, but he gives Jesus this no. No, I've been fishing all night. I don't want to throw my nets in. And Jesus says, yes, and just watch. And we know what happens. This delight of God, this yes, and is a contagion almost. It just keeps spreading. And this happened this week at Shepherd of the Valley. If you didn't know it, a couple months ago, we had this Dialogues on Race group. And out of that, Stephanie and Larry's daughter, Lauren Martin, came and sort of sat in with us. Well, I didn't know that Lauren has a professional background in thinking about race and bias and all of these things. And at the end, Lauren approached our member, Brad, and said, Brad, I think I have some tools that could help your congregation. Would you ever be interested in a training? And Brad said, yes, and let's keep talking. Well, that was months ago. Brad finally came and said, hey, pastor, it's time. Start moving. Let's go. And I begrudgingly sort of said, yes, okay, and when are we going to meet? So Jeff and Brad and I got together, and we had a meeting, and we sat down with Lauren this last week to look at her curriculum and to think about dates. We said set a date, so it's for February 27th. And I just so happened to have told my wife, who's also a pastor, about this. And I told her about this, and she said, wait a second, can my church be involved in this? And I kind of said, oh, I don't know. I gave her a yes, but, or I maybe gave her a no. this is our thing, right? But finally, I tested the waters a little more, and I asked some other clergy, hey, would you all be interested? And they said, yes. I thought, shoot, okay. So I'm talking to Lauren with Jeff and Brad, and I said, we have some other people who may want to attend. Is this going to be too big? You know, can we do this? And Lauren said, yes, and invite more people than that. I said, oh, shoot, okay. But we got really excited, right? Because the training is excellent. She showed us these things. We started getting really excited. She's the trainer for all of Lowe's Canada for diversity and equity, unconscious bias. Who is this person? She used to be the trainer for all of Starbucks. Oh, okay. So my mind is going, and I think, okay, Lauren said yes, and now what am I going to do? So I closed the Zoom window from our meeting, and I wrote an email to my bishop saying, Bishop Andy, you know, we were in that synod meeting a little while ago talking about how the synod needs to be doing more unconscious bias, equity, diversity kind of things. I want to tell you about this, and I want to tell you about Lauren. I wouldn't be offended if you say no. I know you have a lot on your plate. I hit send, I grab a cup of coffee, I come back to my computer, and there's an email from the bishop. Already, 2 minutes later, I've never received a response from a bishop in 2 minutes. And Bishop Andy just sends back this glowing email. Yes, and I'm going to put you in connection with all these people who are going to get the word out. Yes, and. It's like, shoot, the nets are too heavy. This is the delight of God. This is how this works. This is why God's delight is a verb. And I wonder, you know, after these years of pandemic grief, last week we dunked our grief in the waters of baptism, just like the year began with Jesus being dunked in the waters of his own baptism. Jesus emerges from the waters and he hears this word, beloved. That's the word he hears, or delightful one. Beloved. Listen to him. Listen to this word, beloved, delight. That's how our year began. And today, Simon Peter throws his nets in, and God's yes and comes out of the waters again looking like delight. What if 2022 isn't the year of the tiger? What if for us it's the year of delight? What if for us it's the year of God's yes and? What if as we look at our year together ahead, we say to one another, yes and, that lion's wearing a tutu, sounds great. Yes, and. I think Larry Jordan knew something about yes, and. Anybody read Larry's jokes on Facebook? Ha! Last night when we said goodbye to him, I said, I'm going to miss your kumquats, Larry. I bet you're feeding kumquats to the angels. And Stephanie said, I bet he's telling them jokes. Yes, and. This is who we are as the people of God. With Isaiah, we drop our nets, we follow, we say, yes, and here I am. And God, that great improviser, says, yes, and here I am for you, beloved. Amen.